The exhibition, called Breaking the Silence, is the most graphic example yet of concerns being voiced by influential Israeli soldiers and officers over the tactics and techniques of the armed forces' occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Last year, reservists from the military's most elite commando units, respected pilots, four former chiefs of Israel's powerful domestic security service, and hundreds of other soldiers went public with concerns over the military's ethics. In a letter to visitors posted at the entrance of the exhibit at the college's Academy for Geographic Photography, the soldier said, "We decided to speak out. A drone isn't in outer space. It's 1 hour from Jerusalem." The photographs in the exhibit captured the hatred of Jewish settler graffiti, one reading "Arabs of the gas chambers." Another shows the callousness of soldiers lounging on a coffee break while a 15-year-old Palestinian sits blindfolded and handcuffed on a wire-like tack. The position the show's organizers say he was forced to endure for 16 hours after being accused of throwing stones at soldiers. One soldier at the end of the night, everyone should know that however cute their son was before he went into the army, he will emerge very different after 3 years, not knowing right from wrong. Another said he was shocked the first time he heard of Israeli soldiers taking pictures of themselves together with dead Palestinians, but then after a while he got used to it. Cuban News for this Thursday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. Director Michael Moore's anti-George Bush documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 turned on the box office heat in its first day in theaters Wednesday, breaking single-day records at the two New York City theaters where it premiered prior to its full debut. A spokesman for the distributors, Lionsgate Films, said the company debuted the movie in the two theaters to help build good word-of-mouth publicity ahead of the wide debut Friday, when it plays in 868 theaters in all 50 states. The 110-minute movie, a relentless assault on Bush and other top administration officials, portrays the president as an inept tool of corporate interest that led the nation into an immoral war on Iraq by grossly exaggerating the need for action, and U.S. critics gave it a warm welcome. USA Today called the documentary informative, provocative, frightening, compelling, funny, manipulative, and most of all, entertaining, adding that Fahrenheit 9/11 is the year's must-see film, though questioning whether the unabashed bias of the documentary would actually change minds in an already polarized U.S. electorate. The Washington Post affirmed that what's remarkable about the film is its well-argued, heartfelt power of persuasion. The Los Angeles Times labeled the film a landmark in American filmmaking that demands to be seen, and affirmed that with expertly deployed footage and a take-no-prisoners attitude, Moore has made an overwhelming film. The Times added, "It is propaganda, no doubt about it, but propaganda is most effective when it has elements of truth, and too much here is taken from the record not to have a devastating effect on viewers." Moore has made no bones about his motive for making the film, telling ABC Television Network last Sunday that he wants to see Mr. Bush removed from the White House. Members of MoveOn.org, a national grassroots and fundraising group that also wants to see Bush voted out of office, is throwing its weight behind Moore, as are local Democratic committees and organizations such as the American Civil Liberties Union. A committee in the U.S.